podcast gurus. I'm going to teach you the tools and the tricks to have a successful podcast. Check me out at CasanovaWilliams.com.
Hey, what's going on? It's your man Casanova, a.k.a. the podcast guru, back for another episode of Podcast Guru. One of the questions I always get about podcasting is saying, well, Mr. Williams, Mr. Guru, it's always funny when they say that, why, you know, my podcast, you know, is not going to get popular. So, you know, I'm not, you know, famous, and I'm not like Seth Rogen and Drink Champs and all these other ones. So, you know, my podcast is going to fail. What do you equate failure to? Because I know podcasts that don't have a huge following but have a very core following. And they make a lot of money off of that core following. Now, one thing you have to understand about podcasts is that with anything in life, if you're a celebrity and you do it, you're going to get attention because people are just always following those people. So somebody like, Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr., right? We just picked his podcast up to be on the Culture Play, right? Of course, when he has a podcast, it's popular. You know what I'm saying? Because of who he is. Everybody knows him. Yeah, as Tony Stark, I even said that in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows him. He's a famous Hollywood actor. So, of course, people are going to listen to him. So, of course, he's going to get those major corporations and sponsorships and stuff like that. So, that's not to say, you know, Seth Rogen and all these other podcasts are very well known. They're popular people. So, of course, when they do a podcast, people are going to listen. But see, the thing is that the difference is this. We're equating podcasts as people, and I used to do this too. You're equating podcasts to like TV and other media outlets. You know, so somebody like an actor, a famous actor, does a movie, it's a best movie, it sells out, or they do a TV show and people watch it, things like that. But see, podcasts is completely different. See, with movies and TV, you can't find your niche, and that niche makes you money. And let me explain. You can't just do a movie on how to sew, and the people that want to sew are going to go see that movie. Because, see, there's a cost to that. There's a cost to make a movie, of course. You got to pay the staff, the videographer, the editing. There's a whole process to that. So the upfront money is a lot. So you can't afford to do a movie that's just to a few thousand people. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. Or a TV show that's just to a few thousand people. Because what you have to do at that point is cut down on production costs. Because at the end of the day, if you have 1,000 people that only like this niche and this movie's for that, then you have to make sure that, okay, well, for the 1,000 people, maybe we'll only make like $10,000 off of them. So if our movie's like $1,000 to make, it makes sense. But as you know, movies, television doesn't work that way. You can't do it low budget and then get a maximum output because it's only to that niche of people. So podcasting is not like that though. Now, the upfront cost is ridiculously zero. You can literally pick up your phone and talk, right? Then if you have 1,000 people, if you're only getting like a couple hundred listens for your podcast to a very particular niche, you're still able to make money, commercials off of that niche. So, you know, like I said before, I think in my last podcast, like sewing, you know, you could go to sewing companies and get sponsorship and money off of them. They'll be like, well, you know, how many people you listen to? Well, all of the people that listen to me faithfully, a couple hundred people, they love sewing. So if you advertise with me, you're guaranteed to get more sales from a couple hundred people. Now, as a business, will I want to give a popular podcast all this money to advertise when that podcast is not really my niche? Or would I want to give it to the smaller podcast, but all their listeners are diehard sewing fans? So even if you have a podcast that gets 10,000 listens, but see, you only may get five people to buy your product, because at the end of the day, that's not the niche of the podcast. But your podcast, like, only gets a couple hundred, you're guaranteed 40, 50 sales per episode that you're on. Because at the end of the day, all those listeners, it's a concentrated core of your base. So as a company, I want to invest in the smaller thing than the bigger thing. And you see a lot of companies that do that. They will put money into a smaller entity because all of their fans or their listeners are their core, are their niche, are their customers. Whereas the big one has a variety of things. You know, so it's like why would I pay $5 million, $20 million for my radio station to advertise during the Super Bowl, when at the end of the day, my product is only to a niche number of people? Now, of course, you can say just exposure in general is good, and that's true. But most businesses out here are not trying they don't have the marketing dollars just to get out there. They want direct results from paying money. If I'm paying advertising, I want to see my money back plus more. So if I give you $100, $200 to advertise, I want to double my money. I want to make that $200 back and maybe $200 more in sales. And I have a better shot going to the podcast that's just their niche. That's what they do. So all their listeners are just there. So at the end of the day, if you're a sewing woman, you talk about, I'm doing the secrets to how to sew and how to, sew and blah, blah, blah. And you have a couple thousand people that listen to it. Obviously, those couple thousand people like sewing. So it just makes more sense for a sewing company to advertise with you. See, so those are ways people don't understand that podcast is great. It's like you could make money. I know people that do podcasting full time. Now, I do this full time, but see, I have different companies at the end of the day. So I'm more of a back end of podcasting and that's my niche. But in general, I know people that do podcasting constantly and make good money off of it, that popular podcast that they do it full time. Their podcast, I know there's this popular podcast that I follow, The Last Podcast on Earth or something like that, right? They go around to different cities doing the podcast, getting paid speaking engagements and doing the podcast live in front of an audience just off of podcasting. So at the end of the day, you have to understand that this is definitely a money maker for you. Be in your lane. Don't worry about the numbers. You don't have to get hundreds of thousands of listens to make hundreds of thousands of dollars technically. You could do a podcast about farming, and all farmers in America are going to listen to it. And that could be a couple of thousand people, but you're going to get endorsement by an egg company or by a tractor trailer company. Because at the end of the day, the numbers is a myth. It's not numbers anymore. It's the niche. It's the angle that makes you money. There are people that do businesses that you don't know as millionaires, billionaires. Like, who makes the foam, the little pop bubbles that are in boxes? That's a company. All they do is rip plastic and fill it with air. You know, I love to pop those little things. They're a multi-million dollar company. But nobody sits there and thinks, like, damn, who does that? Who makes the street signs? You know, these are things. Who makes the freaking material inside bedding? And these are niches that people don't understand that are multi-million dollar companies. And if you do a niche, I'm not saying you should do a podcast on street signs on them, but what I'm saying is, like, if you did, then companies that make street sign companies are going to, like, yo, let's advertise on there. Because people listen like street signs. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is, you have to understand that, yo, any niche you take, there is a market out there for you to make money. So don't worry about numbers, because it's not about numbers. Numbers is a myth. And I repeat, numbers is a myth. Nobody makes money off of numbers. Let me repeat that. Nobody makes money off of numbers. Then you're like, well, Cass, well, YouTube, if you get 1 million plays, then you get money. Well, if you sell music and you get, but you make money. Okay. Myth number one, YouTube. I'll bust it right now. They give you money because they're able to advertise and monetize your podcast. So all the advertisement that comes on before your podcast, you are getting a very small percentage of what YouTube is getting. An advertiser will probably pay $4,000 for that to run an X amount of dollars. So technically, you break it down, whatever. Let's break it down to $100. You get probably one, maybe 50 cents off of what YouTube is making for a dollar. So at the end of the day, they're not giving you free number money off of your numbers. They're giving you money off of how many times they play that advertisement. The numbers, the more numbers you have, the more they can play the advertisement, but they're making money. Do you get it? Now, even if you're not making a whole bunch off of your YouTube and you're just making a bare minimum off of it, think of it like this. I get a couple of thousand plays. YouTube ain't really paying me no money for that, but you could get advertisers because a couple of thousand for you, that's good because you can get local businesses to advertise on your podcast because you're in your niche. YouTube will never give you money. So it's not about numbers because any numbers you do, you should be making money regardless. But YouTube is not going to even pay you attention if you're not getting at least 10,000 views per video. But what about if you're getting 8,000? 8,000 is a good number. Could you sell that number to somebody, a small business, make money? Yeah. So it's technically not about numbers. It's not about the big numbers. Let me put it like that. Yo, music. Well, you know, I went platinum. So yeah, you went platinum because people either bought it and downloaded it, even though they digitally listened to it, but they had to pay for the service. These days do advertisements. Even with podcasting, right now, you can get millions of plays on podcasts. You won't see a single dime from any podcast network. They will not give you any money off of those numbers. Maybe they'll do a deal with you so they can advertise more. But at the end of the day, you're not getting any number. But when you go to their page, you see advertisement. Before they get to your podcast, you see advertisement. So you have to understand the money, the thing, the number is not, it's a myth. Don't worry about the numbers because at the end of the day, there's always room to make money without the numbers. Cool. I appreciate you listening to this podcast. Remember, every Friday, Black Men's Mental Health, we will be doing Podcast Guru where I'll be telling you what to do to be successful in podcasting. I'm not only going to help your mental health, but I'm also going to help your pockets as well with this, okay? All right, man, go to CastleWilliams.com to follow me and everything I do on my ventures. Also, you can go to BlackMensMentalHealth.com. Until then, have a great day.